It's the world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and tune in and wherever else and however else you can pull this here show in.
Get Chris Norton on the phone.
All right, we'll get to Chris Norton in a moment. Chris Norton calling in. Chris Norton, an adult filmmaker. When we first met Chris, he was a pharmaceutical salesman. He was a pharmaceutical telemarketer, right?
Yes, he was selling on the phone.
Right, and...
Is that what... Okay, that's what a telemarketer is?
Yes, a telemarketer is a guy that, you know, they used to call them bucket shop guys. That's probably not very respectful because they are... guys that are selling and working as hard as they can.
What meant bucket shop?
Well, it's not the most high-class sales job, is it?
I'm not about to put down what a man or a woman does for a living, okay? I mean, if they're... You know, I would say that the people that work those jobs, telemarketing jobs, have a particularly difficult job to do because they get a lot of abuse, you know?
Well, you know, and I'll tell you one place they get the abuse is from my home because if they call me and I'm about to sit down... To a pork chop dinner, which my wife, she knows I lie, was my birthday, and I didn't make a big thing out of it.
Oh, your birthday the other evening?
Yes, it was.
I'm not going to ask you how old you are. Why didn't we do something on the show?
Well, I asked, I knew, Phil. He didn't want to do anything.
I don't want to make a big thing out of my... I don't want to have people sitting around going, happy birthday, dee-dee-dee. You sound... Yes, the whole thing has the effect of a big, stupid, silly gathering of semi-literates, you know, and imbeciles.
Yeah, Joe, so what? That's what makes it fun.
That's what makes it fun. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I understand. All right, so your wife made you pork chops, huh?
Oh, yeah, for my birthday. And I love the pork chop dinner that she makes. She makes it with the rice. And does a roux. I don't know. You know a roux? You know what that is?
Battle Island?
I'm sorry, is it what?
No, it's not an island. He asked, is it an island?
Is it an island? No, a roux is a Cajun sauce.
I was going to say, it's made in a frying pan?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, if you butcher it, if you don't cook it just right and you burn just a little bit, you've got to take everything and throw it into the garbage. And I mean throw it directly into the garbage. And it took me, when we got married, and I said to her...
Now, we have to move along a little bit here, General.
Okay, well, hold on. I said to her, now, a roux is very important. And I said, and I couldn't break her of the habit of throwing it out. I said, just throw everything out. I even threw out the stove. Never mind, but...
Just because she messed it up, huh?
Because she messed it up?
Yeah, because you can't keep cooking a roux if you burn it a little bit. You've got to throw it into the garbage. And I said, throw it out, throw the pans out, throw the kitchen out if you have to, but throw it out. And that's what happened. That's what happened.
All right, so...
But the point I'm making is I sat down to a pork chop dinner, and when I sit down to a pork chop dinner, you'd better stay clear, far, get away from me. Because all I'm thinking about is the pork chop dinner.
I understand. So what happened?
Did someone call?
Yes, some guy. Oh, hi. Am I interrupting you? Yes. Well, I was wondering if you'd be interested in taking Pulse. It was called Pulse Smoke Weekly. I don't know.
What are you laughing at?
See, he thinks it's funny.
Is that a pornographic magazine?
Yes, it is.
Pole Smoke Weekly. Oh, God.
Yeah, and I'm sitting down to a pork chop meal for the first time in years. And I got this joker on the phone asking me if I want a six-month or a year. God, it pissed me off.
Well, I do want to announce a very special treat for you guys. Coming up this Friday night, Skippy and Frank will be hosting the final hour of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Skippy and Frank return to our show, and they will be hosting the final hour of our program. And it's been a long time since we've had Skippy and Frank on, and they are all ready to go.
Where are they working now?
They're working in Frederick, Maryland, at a small station. They were fired from their last gig in Baltimore, I think. I don't know where they were. They were in Baltimore.
Weren't they in the Lettuce Belt?
Yeah, they were broadcasting from the Lettuce Belt.
What is the Lettuce Belt?
Yeah, where is that?
I don't know. They said it's in a lettuce belt.
What's the lettuce belt? I don't understand that.
Well, three guesses. I guess they grow the lettuce there. God, man. You know, I can't figure that one out, huh?
I know they grow lettuce there. I'm asking you where it is, man. What state? What country? You know.
Well, there's someplace in the Midwest.
Thank you. That narrows it down. Someplace in the Midwest.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Skippy and Frank get canned from every job. So anyway, Friday night at 9, I think it's, God, you know, that'll be wild, man. Skippy and Frank on a world-famous Phil Henry show hosting for an hour, and we'll see how that goes. We do have Chris Norton on the line from Hermosa Beach, California. He's going to be talking with us here about Bob Costas and, you know, everything that has been happening over the last 24, 48 hours. Bob Costas' run, Chris, of 26 solid years hosting Olympic coverage was finally broken.
That is correct, Mr. Henry. As far as I can tell, Bob Costas has broken his record for hosting the Olympics with a malady called pink eye. And pink eye is something that we're familiar with in the adult film business because pink eye can happen as a result of the transmission of bacteria and bodily fluid. We do try in adult film because we are involved in CESS and film and assessing. Try and...
Can I interrupt for a moment?
Yes.
Did you say sex, sir?
Is that for me?
Yeah, it's sex. You're saying sex, right?
Yes, I'm saying sex, yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, my name is General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
And I've not been familiar.
Okay, yeah, my name's Chris Norton, and I do produce adult film.
Okay, I understand that.
All right.
So anyway, the Bob Costas, okay, he apparently what happened to Costas is that he got pink eye and the eye was flamed out and large and red. And I had said to a friend of mine, I said, that's pretty nasty. And my friend said, yeah, it is. And I got on the phone and talked to some other people and we pretty much decided it was nasty. And so I did attempt to maybe, you know, call NBC and say that you need to pull him off the air because that does send a wrong message.
Chris Norton is our guest here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I failed to mention that at least Chris is claiming one of the reasons why NBC did pull Bob Costas off the air is because he called and recommended they get him off the air immediately because the pink eye sent the wrong message. Now, I want you to be very delicate here, Mr. Norton. I do know that you're in the production of adult films, and I'm going to take a break, and I want you to think this over, but you're going to tell my audience why you felt Bob Costas needed to be taken off the air, not just because the pink eye was very evident, but for other reasons.
Yes, sir, and the reason...
Well, no, hold on. Don't tell us now. Wait till after the break.
Now, this guy, Norton, all right...
Just hold, General, trust me, he's a guest. I know you don't know him.
He does need to be very delicate, Bud. You need to get on the phone now and tell Mr. Norton to be very delicate as to what it is he's about to say about Bob Costas.
Oh, he's talking about Bob Costas. I heard him say Costas.
Yeah, Mr. Norton has a sinus condition. I'll get into it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. All right, so... When we get back here on the show, we'll be talking to Chris about why he made the call to NBC and recommended that they pull Bob Costas off the air, not just because the pink eye looked bad on the screen, but because it, quote, sent the wrong message. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. Bell Bottom Blues. Hello and welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And we are here at the El Pacifico. I was just showing people on our video cast, on our PhilCast, the medical marijuana that I have in my possession to help me sleep. Now, as you know, in the state of California, you need a license and a prescription from a doctor to obtain medical marijuana. I have sleep issues. I have insomnia. Now, I haven't tried it, but not yet anyway, but I'm going to. And that's, you know, you can, in the state of California, as I said, you can You can get these prescriptions. You get licensed. You can have small amounts of weed to enable you to, I don't know, whatever your problem is. Some people have, some women have prescriptions for medical marijuana because they have extreme pain when it comes to their monthly cycles. Some women and men have migraines. It seems to help. There's all kinds of pain issues. I know that. There's all kinds of issues related to cancer. There's issues related to glaucoma. And then there's other issues like chronic insomnia. So I got a hold of a small amount, and we'll see, you know.
So you're going to smoke that?
Yes. What do you think I'm going to do? I got to, you know.
Well, I'm just asking, Phil.
And what about, do you have, like, large amounts of it?
No. I just showed everybody on camera one when I had it, set a small butt of that stuff. And besides, I keep all kinds of weapons here. I've got a 10-gauge shotgun, a 12-gauge shotgun, and I'm not really married to the doors or the windows around here. So if I see anybody coming through any of those things, and it's after hours, and I don't know you, then I go ahead and just chalk up the fact that I'm going to have to put in a new door or new windows.
And you go ahead and blast away.
Exactly. All right.
So it's very comforting.
Well, then don't go crawling through a window around here at night or breaking in through a door, and you'll be just fine.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So anyway, Chris Norton is with us here, and we're talking to Chris about the... What is this? Hold on for a minute, guys. Yeah?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Who is it? Hello? Who is it?
Amy.
I'm on the air, man. All right. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, I'm sorry. That really hacks me off, you know.
Who was that?
Never mind. It really hacks me off when somebody calls me and I'm on the air. All right. So we have Chris Norton on the line with us. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, Miss Rary, just so you know, I feel your pain.
You need to get closer to the phone?
I'm sorry. I feel your pain, Mr. Rary, and, you know, maybe what you ought to do is just put it on decline or something like that.
I just did. Chris, we were talking about Bob Costas and the fact that you had made the call to NBC to get him off the air. Are you sure you're the guy that instigated the whole idea to get Bob Costas off the air?
Well, I'm going to have to, I had to plead a Fifth Amendment on that. I'm not really sure whether it was me or whether it was some other executive at NBC. I know they probably have programming executives that will make those decisions. But I'm just coming from my, standpoint, you know, of being in the adult film business, and that's all I know, you know, as of being in the adult film business, you know.
Okay, being in the adult film business, what?
Well, I mean, I'm talking about being in adult film business. The guy comes off pink eye, you know, pretty much is going to, you know, make a statement, and I don't think it's a good statement. So that's why I said, you know, if a guy come on with pink eye, my feeling was that you need to at least inform people that is in charge of him or... And so that's why we talked to this man at NBC. I said, you know who's in charge of the Bob Costas? And the guy forwarded us to another guy and then forwarded us to another guy.
Chris, this is Margaret Gray.
Yes, ma'am.
You say that you saw Bob Costas on the air with the pink eye and you called NBC. Now, you knew that NBC was aware of the problem. Bob Costas was aware of the problem.
Yes, ma'am. I knew that Bob Costas was aware of the problem, but I didn't know if NBC was aware of the message that it was sending to the millions and millions and millions and billions and billions and billions and millions of people all over the world.
What message was that?
Well, I mean, you asked me during a commercial break to be very, try to be very delicate and explain the best way I knew how, and that's all I'm going to try and do.
Yeah, explain to us why it's very delicate first, and then tell us what the pink eye that Bob Costas has represents. They got him off the air because it was a very, dare I say, unsightly thing. It didn't look good, and it was probably giving him no end of trouble. It was probably very uncomfortable to be working with that condition.
Well, that may well be, but then you have to put into consideration the... You know, the audience. I'm trying to be delicate. The pink eye that I said to NBC that Casas might have got it from, and again, I'm sorry to have to be to say it, but I, and if I don't say it good, please excuse me, but from butt sex, you know.
Say that again, from what?
We're worried that he you know, got it from butt sex.
You said from butt sex?
That was it, yeah.
All right, see that? I knew.
I don't want any tittering or laughing. Or are you talking about anal sex?
Yes, sir. That's anal sex and the possibility. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous.
That's all right.
That because the dirtiness of it, and that's the only thing that I was able to connect it to. When I first saw the pink eye, I said to Rich Swang, who's one of our co-stars in a movie that we're shooting right now, which is called Wild and Free in the Hills. And I'm sorry, Wild and Free in Her Hills, and then we did Wild and Free in Her Hills too. Rick Swang and Chip, you know, all of the guys that were here, all of the male members of the cast, they all said the same thing. He's got pink eye, and it looks to me like he dipped in Dirty Pete's lake, which is our way of saying, you know, that he has sass. He has sass in a dirty area.
We're talking to Chris Norton.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, if I overstep my bounds.
No, it's okay. Hold on. We're talking to Chris Norton, who's an adult film producer, and we're talking to him about Bob Costas and Mr. Costas being off the air from the Olympics due to pink eye. You're claiming that this was something that he got because he was engaged in some kind of, quote, dirty sex.
That is our experience, and that has been our experience any time I've seen anybody had a pink eye. There's only, and when you talk about pink eye in the adult film business, you are talking, that's explosive. That's very explosive, you know.
Why is it explosive?
Well, I mean, the term pink eye in the adult film business is relative to a place where you put something. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say it, but it's.
I understand what you're saying.
Are you saying it's a euphemism for something?
What's that, sir?
Are you saying it's a euphemism for something?
I don't know what he said.
He's saying it's another way of saying something else. It's a term for something else?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right, Chris Norton with us. We're going to pick this up on the other side, take some phone calls. Whatever, Chris, is my response to everything you're saying. Whatever. Perhaps Mr. Costas got that pink eye that way. Perhaps he got it some other way.
Well, I said NBC, given his celebrity and how, you know, if he goes into a town and he's Bob Costas and he's walking around the town, and a lot of women are going to see him walking around the village, because in Russia there's mostly just a village, and I would think that the Russian women would seeing him walk, you know, walk about the village, you know.
The Russian women seeing him walk about the village would what? Want to have sex with him?
I would well imagine, yeah. So, and it being in Russia, the pink eye is going to be explosive, no question about it.
Okay, so
you try to tell me the guy going to get the pink eye?
Would you shut up, bud?
Oh my God, he's starting to laugh, General.
Yes, I can see that.
Do you want me to take over, Phil?
No, I do not want you to take over.
Mr. Henry, I'm just trying to tell you this is an occupational hazard in my business.
I'm sure that it is, and there's no question that the advice you gave to NBC has value. I don't know that I would be making the claim that it was you that...
Well, I mean, if you're going to laugh at everything.
I think that's what he's doing.
Hold on, please. Please stand by, ladies and gentlemen, for the, you know, the conclusion of this interview with Mr. Norton. I can tell you that regardless of how Bob Costas got pink eye, Even if he got it in the manner that Mr. Norton is describing, I dare say that I am not convinced that anyone seeing that would automatically think, oh, Bob Costas was walking around a village in Russia and the Russian women were, you know.
Well, there are, so he's saying the Russian women were basically.
Yeah, they're pointing at it and saying.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the world famous. No, Bud, I don't want you to finish.
I've finished my thought.
I don't want you to finish your thought, okay?
Well, you know what? He's finished. I didn't get to finish my pork chops.
Yeah. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show. That is the world famous Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com. Chris Norton joins us from Hermosa Beach, California, this evening as we talk about this this Bob Costas situation. And by the way, when you talk about in-studio Olympic hosting, members of my generation, and I say this with the greatest of respect to younger, because I don't want to bore people who are younger with, you know, memories of the old days, you know. But I think there's a relatively few number of people listening, not that many, who never saw Jim McKay. He was the studio host at ABC when ABC was really the place you'd go for the Olympics. ABC had the Olympics every year. That every time the Olympics were on when I was growing up as a young adult. I don't know when they seeded it eventually completely. I guess it was 26 years ago, right?
Yeah, it says right there on the 26 years.
Okay, Bud, excuse me.
Well, that would mean 88, would it? Or what? Which one would it be?
92, 26, yeah, 88. 88. So, yeah. That meant ABC through the 84 games, which is the last. But Jim McKay was, not only was he the host of the Olympics, he was the host of Wide World of Sports. He's the guy whose voice you hear, perhaps you've heard, you know, spanning the globe, you know.
Wait, which one's that?
The guy on the beginning, you know.
Yeah, man, the agony of defeat.
Is that the guy that does the agony in the feet?
I'm going to belt you, man, because you do that joke every time.
Let me do it. Please let me do it.
I'm going to kick your ass.
Ow!
I didn't even touch you.
He does that on purpose, Phil, hoping that the police will bang the door down and have you arrested for child molestation or a homicide charge.
I understand.
What's so funny?
Nothing is funny. Nothing is funny at all. Believe me. And I can guarantee you this, Bud, if I ever do get a homicide charge, it really won't be funny for you.
I'll take that under advisement.
Yeah, okay, Senator. Wow.
Where'd you learn a word like that?
I don't know.
All right, so anyway, Chris Norton joining us. Chris, let's get back to this whole situation with Bob Costas and the pink eye. At what time, when you saw the pink eye, and Bob Costas was on TV, did you then pick the phone up and call NBC?
Well, first of all, Mr. Ray, may I just say, I do remember Jim McKay, and he was excellent. He was just excellent in every way that he did, you know, all the Olympics and everything like that. So I wanted to just lend my voice to, as a producer, I realize I produce adult films, but still, I like to think that we're all, colleagues.
Well, the word is colleague.
Yes, sir. Colleagues, and I think that Jim McKay was excellent. I immediately pick up the phone and I called Steve Swang, who is one of our adult film actors, and I said, "Are you checking out the Pink Eye on Casas?" And he said, "What channel?" And I said, "It's on Olympics." And he said, "What channel?" I said, "It's on Olympics." And so he had to look it up because I couldn't tell from where I was. I was sitting in front of the TV, but I wasn't able to. I told him it was on channel like 103. He goes, "That's a different cable system." And I said, "Well,
okay, I can understand you guys. Did you finally find the channel?"
Yes, sir. I said it was on channel 4, but it was different on his cable system.
I mean, was he able to see what you were seeing?
Well, he was at my house at the time, you know. And
Wait. He was at your house at the time?
Oh, my God.
Yes. I understand. We were watching, and I said, are you checking that out? He goes, "What channel?" And I said, "Olympics."
He was watching it with you?
Yes, sir, but he wanted to find it on his own TV when he got home.
Before anything could be done, or?
No, he just wanted to check it out, that's all. So he said, well, he got home, he goes, what channel was that on again? And I go, it's on Olympic Channel, and...
All right, you guys have already gone around and around on that. Let's just assume that this guy, what's his name?
I'm sorry, his name is Steve Swang.
Steve Swang, is that the name of another actor that you work with in the Dirty Picture? No, I should say...
I don't work in dirty pictures, okay?
Yeah, okay, whatever you say there, Ace. Was that the guy's name, Steve Swang?
Yes, sir. Yes, General, Steve Swang. Anyway, I said, do you think I ought to call NBC? He said, roger that, you know, and I said, okay, and so I call him up. And I got a hold of somebody in the production department at NBC. I think his name was Bob Kloonman. And I said...
What was this guy's name again?
Bob Kloonman.
Yeah, Bob Kloonman or Bob Clark, Bob Floricio. It was one of them names. And he goes, hello. And I said, hi, is this Bob Kloonman? Excuse me, I'm sorry. I dropped my house. I was sucking on a hot tamale. I dropped it.
Okay.
Well, what'd you do? Put it back in your mouth?
Sir, I work in adult films. That's a question you should never have to ask anybody in adult film. You know.
Okay, that's fine, Chris. So anyway, so you got a hold of Bob Kloonman.
Yes, sir. I dropped it again.
Why don't you take the hot tamale and just throw it out?
Well, I mean that would go against everything that we believe in, and.
Phil, this man, Mr. Norton, that's fine. I'm sure it's an axiom in your business that nothing drops out of your mouth that you don't put back in. But to tell everyone that that's a maxim or an axiom or whatever else you want to call it.
Maxi-pad.
A maxi-pad.
Hey! Ow! That hurt.
I didn't touch him.
I saw that. Stop it, bud.
You're saying that that's an axiom in the adult film business. That's not necessary.
Margaret, let me monitor the interview, if you don't mind.
I'm not trying to scandalize nobody. I'm just saying. I talked to Mr. Kloonman, and I said, Bob Casas, who's on your TV right now with his eye bulging out, and I said, that is generally considered in my business, in adult film business, to have been the result of... Megan says in a dirty way. And Mr. Kloonman goes, who am I speaking to? I said, my name is Chris Norton. I'm with Norton Explodes Entertainment. And at that time, he said, didn't I see you at a party in the Holmby Hills? And I said, in the Holmby Hills, maybe not in the Holmby Hills, which is where you probably went. He goes, yeah, I did. And it's just click, you know, that was it.
Click, and that was it, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Okay, so, and then Bob Costas is off the air, and you guys think that it was you, and who's this gentleman?
That's Steve Swang.
You and Steve Swang called up Bert Kloonman?
Oh, no, sir, Bob Kloonman.
Bob Kloonman at NBC and told him that Bob Costas, his pink eye, is the result of having had sex in a particularly illicit manner.
Yes, sir. I mean, we said dirty, but...
Okay, in a dirty manner. And Bob Costas is off the air.
Phil, you laughing doesn't make this any more adult.
Well, then why are you pointing it out?
Are you laughing, Mr. Harry? I mean, I got way better things to do with my time.
Don't worry what I'm doing, Chris. And Margaret, I thank you to just allow me to communicate what's happening here. So... The result of your conversation with Mr. Kloonman, you're pretty convinced, is that Bob Costas was pulled off the air. You don't think he's off the air because NBC just said, boy, that pink eye looks really bad, and it's probably giving him a hard time to work with. Let's get him off the air.
I have no doubt, Mr. Henry, that there was probably a lot of people at NBC who said, oh, look at that pink eye. I mean, check it out. You know, his eyeball, and look how nasty ass that is. You know, that's the first thing I said to Steve Swang. I said, look how nasty ass it is.
That's the first thing you what?
I said the first thing I said to Steve Swang, look at how nasty ass.
The first thing you said to Steve Swang was that it was nasty ass. Am I led to believe that that's your commentary?
Yes, General, it is. I mean, I'm not trying to scandalize nobody. I'm just saying.
Well, thank you very much. I've had about enough of this as I can stand.
I mean, Ms. Gray.
Chris, thank you very much. It was very enlightening, and I do appreciate it. And I think that it was good that you called, and that you called NBC. We thank you very much for your joining us tonight. Best of luck in your film career.
Thank you very much, Mr. Henry. I just want everybody to know that, Running Wild and Free in Her Hills is coming out this...
Okay, thank you very much.
That name is new movie. I Ran Wild and Free in Her Hills.
It was apparently...
He said the working title was Wild and Free in the Hills, and then they changed it to Her Hills.
Oh, that is so typical of the adult film business. They can't leave well enough alone. They've got a perfectly good title, and then they decide, well, I tell you what, let's make it filthy. Let's filth it up so that even listening to the commercial or looking at it will give you pink eye. Never mind being in the same sweat and stench-induced...
God, Margaret.
I don't like that. I was talked into going to Plato's Retreat once in my life as a young woman. Once was enough.
Oh, my God. Margaret went to Plato's Retreat. Margaret went to Plato's...
I'll kick your ass.
Wait. Margaret, what is Plato's Retreat?
You want to tell them?
Yes, I'll tell them. Plato's Retreat was a place here in the Los Angeles area that... If you laugh, I won't say anything.
Well,
if you laugh, I won't say anything. Plato's Retreat was a free sex, group sex club. I did not partake. I went with Frank because he said he was researching a film or a television project. I was disgusted. I wanted to throw up. I did not partake, but yes, I had to have my clothes off. Frank and I strolled about in towels.
Wait just a second. You and Frank walked about.
Phil, do you know that the credibility of what I'm saying is very seriously damaged when you, the host, go, wait just a second?
Morgan, I don't doubt you. I'm sorry, but I didn't know that. Did you have to take your clothes off?
If you wanted to be on the floor there and walk amidst these disgusting people, yes, you had to you had to strip it and put on a towel.
You're walking around in a towel.
God, please let me hit him.
No. Shut up, bud. No kidding. Well, I remember Plato's Retreat. It was right there in Sunset. You'd drive right by it. It had that garish paint job, you know.
Well, what do you mean, garish paint job?
Well, it was a club. It was on, I remember, if you're heading west, it was on the left-hand side of the street. I don't know what it is today. It looks like a rather low slung building, kind of a one-story, very modern-looking building, and there was all of this Plato-type Greek weird sex art on the front, you know?
Yeah, it had pictures of people nude and everything?
No, well, I think it did. It had some Roman-Greco
kind of a thing. Greco-Roman, I guess, is the term. And it was called Plato's Retreat, and they had whatever it was that Margaret said. All right.
So did you get a lot of pink eye there?
You know, General, excuse me.
Oh, come on, Margaret. I'm only fooling around.
Why don't you guys go have a vanilla wafer together?
Margaret, do you want to have a vanilla wafer?
Excuse me, do you want to have a vanilla wafer?
All right, we're going to be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. The general's gone. My understanding is we have a little bit of a treat for the general. Not a treat so much as I think what happened was Nikki has recorded let's just call it a small birthday wish for the general. We'll see if we've got it in the file here. And if we don't, we'll find it. World-famous Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And, of course, at TuneIn is the place to be. And as long as you're there, don't forget to find us. We have the Phil Henry channel at TuneIn. You can listen to us live there. But you can also listen to the show live at philhenryshow.com. All you have to do is go to our website. It is free. The live show every night streaming right there. If you'd like the podcast, get a backstage pass to our show. And we have two levels, two tiers. There is the all-access pass, which allows you the audio as well as video. And then we have our single tier, which is our audio content alone. Over 15 years and well over 5,000 hours, close to 10,000 hours of audio content, full shows, along with video cast archives, along with all kinds of specials and features and webisodes and downloads of every nature, there at philhenryshow.com. So we heartily suggest and strongly recommend that you get over there and get yourself a backstage pass today, if not a lot, you know, a lot sooner, man. All right. Welcome back to the program here. Now, General Shaw is with us just briefly. I want to talk to the general. General?
Yes.
I have a real birthday treat for you, man. Nikki recorded a little something for you.
You're talking about Nikki there
in D.C., man. Let's listen to Nikki's happy birthday to General Shaw here.
Happy birthday to you.
I gotta call my wife.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, General Galen Shaw.
Are you listening to this, babe?
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Mwah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Pat. Hey, honey, did you hear that? The what? Well, she had pork chops. What's that? I can't understand. Can you talk to her, Phil?
Patsy, hi, it's Phil. Did you hear? Okay, she hung up.
All right, well, that was absolutely, and Patsy was listening to it. And Nikki, thank you very much. And it gave me a,
well, never mind what it gave you, okay?
God.
Yeah, I'd probably know what it gave him.
Hey, take it easy, will you? Take it easy.
Phil, will you get another way of telling us to shut up besides take it easy?
What?
Patsy? Oh, you dirty.
What's going on, man?
Well, she had a whole plate full of pork chops, and she says she's just now. What's that? Okay. She threw them in the street.
She threw the pork chops in the street.
Yes, she took the. She had cooked me pork chops, and she said, "If that woman's singing you that song, let her cook the pork chop." She took the one. She pitched them out into the street. In the street, and I said to her, literally. She said, "Yes, they're right out in the middle of Cover Drive right now." I said, "Can you go out and get them?"
What? Why should she go out and get them?
To pick them up off the. Well.
Let me go out and get them, General?
Well, you're going to drive all the way to my house and pick the pork chops up?
Let me ask you a question. She pissed off at Nikki for singing that song?
She's all jealous because she was making the pork chops and rice. Call her back, will you?
Look, man, we can't be mediating problems between you and your wife.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, Patsy? What do you mean you took my pork chops and pitched them out of the middle of Covair Drive? The what? Well, there's wild animals that run loose at night. I said there are wild animals that run loose in the middle of the night. They'll eat them for sure. Coyotes, for God's sake, and whatever the neighborhood cats and the squirrel and so forth. Huh? Who did? Well, you threw my pork chops right out into the street, and that guy came and got them? Thank you and good night.
That you were talking to your wife?
Well, she threw the pork chops into the street, and Rich Cullen, who lives across, came out and got them, and he scooped them up, and now he's sitting on his front porch, just holding onto the bone and eating them.
You know, you got some weird-ass neighborhood there, man. I'm telling you.
Don't look at me.
You got a weird neighborhood. Your wife throws your pork chops into the street because Nikki sang you a happy birthday song.
Well, you can understand that.
Well, if I can understand it and you can understand it, then maybe you should have kept that a little more secret. I played it right on the air.
Yeah, you're the guy that did it.
Don't blame me. So then she throws them out into the street, and the guy across the street comes and gets them, and now he's standing there on his front porch eating them?
That's right, and Pets, she took a couple of pictures, and she just Gmailed them to me.
Of this guy eating your dinner?
Yes. See, that's the kind of hardcore neighborhood I live in.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very, very much for that, Nikki. And let's get Chris Norton. Turn that off, will you? It's freaking me out, all that rock and roll. That ain't no good, man. No good at all for our country, all of that acid head stuff.
Bert!
Hold on. Chris Norton for a few more minutes here. All right, so I think we're about finished with all of your horse dung, Chris. Anything else? Oh, that's right. We did wrap up with him.
Yeah, talk about how to run wild and free in a hill.
Oh, in her hills.
Yeah.
Hell, am I still on the air?
All right. Thank God that's done. So just a reminder for all of you.
You forgot that you'd hung up on him.
I forgot I concluded the interview, yeah. Why was that line still open?
I kept it open. I don't know. I forgot to disconnect it.
Disconnect it now, will you? As yet another fierce storm wallops much of the nation, creating havoc from Texas through Maine with ice, freezing rain, and snow, Americans are growing weary of a winter that keeps spreading misery even to places unaccustomed to frigid conditions. Now, the Deep South is going to be experiencing some of this. They interviewed the mayor of Shreveport, Louisiana. He tweeted out, quote, due to inclement weather, the city of Shreveport will be closed Wednesday. He said that in just 1 hour, Tuesday afternoon, the small Louisiana city had 8 car wrecks, a bus wreck, and an overturned garbage truck. The snow has caused me to miss several shifts at work that I count on to pay the bills, said Alicia Kalzawuski of Plantsville, Connecticut, who works the early shift at the Southington Cheshire YMCA, and she babysits. It sucks, man. So you guys be very, very careful. It is February. It is winter. It does get like this in the wintertime, man. What are you going to tell? What are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell your kids? What are you going to tell your offspring? Tell them about the winter of 2013 to 2014. That sounds sexy. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back with more, our final hour, you know.
The winter of 2030, 2014. Yeah, that's...
2013, 2014. I don't know. It's not as sexy as, you know, the winter of 78 or something like that, but it's going to have to work, man. All right, we'll be back here with our final hour. Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.